Good afternoon. It's me, the new guy, Carl. Hi, how you doing? Let's take a look at your local sports schedule for tonight, Thursday, October 14th. Tonight at 4:30 p.m., Newton Varsity Volleyball Tournament will be held versus multiple schools at Grinnell High School. Some of the schools involved will be Oskaloosa, Pella, and Pella Christian. Tonight at 4:30, Grinnell Volleyball Girls Varsity Tournament versus Indianola at Grinnell. Tonight at 7, also in Grinnell, will be a Girls Varsity Swimming Meet versus Des Moines Hoover at Bear Athletic Center in Grinnell College. Colfax Mingo tonight at 5 p.m. is a Volleyball Varsity Tournament versus multiple schools at Montezuma High School. Linville Sully tonight at 5 p.m., a Volleyball Varsity Tournament versus multiple schools at HLV High School. Tonight at 4:30, Baxter Boys and Girls Varsity Cross Country Meet versus multiple schools at Wartburg Max Cross Country Course at Wartburg College. And at 6:30 p.m. tonight, PCM Volleyball Varsity Match versus Southampton at Southampton High School. Well, football is about matchups, and Purdue has been a tough one for Iowa. Under Coach Jeff Brohm, the Boilermakers have won 3 of the last 4 in the series, and they look to take down the second-ranked Hawkeyes in Iowa City. More than any other team, Purdue has hurt the Hawkeyes with the big plays in the passing game.
They've adapted and adjusted it to a certain degree where they're not giving up big plays over their head. The first couple years, we were able to hit a couple of those on them, and they do not give up those anymore. They do a really good job playing tight enough, but yet far enough off that you're not going to throw it over their head.
You can watch the Hawkeyes play Purdue this Saturday at 2:30 on ABC. Iowa State basketball coach T.J. Altzelberger says his first goal is to restore pride in the program. The former Cyclone assistant took over a program that plunged to the bottom of the Big 12 with an 0-18 record in Steve Brohm's final season as head coach.
We could talk about addressing positional needs. Certainly the point guard is something that was evident. Physicality on the front line, something that was evident. Those things stood out from a basketball standpoint. But overall, been a part of different teams that have played different ways. And when you have guys who really care about the program, each other, and winning, you can find ways to play competitive and winning basketball.
Otzelberger says it's important to have players who take pride in being a Cyclone.
It's important to me how our guys shake hands. It's important where they sit in class. It's important how they conduct themselves. It's important that they know the gratitude and the humility is there to be a Cyclone. This place means everything to my family and I, and we're not going to bring guys here, and we're not going to recruit guys that don't value it to that same level.
Cyclones open at home November 9th against Kennesaw State. Well, tonight it's Thursday, and you know what that means. It's Thursday night football. Yeah, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will face off against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Bucs enter this matchup after a win over the Miami Dolphins that featured arguably the most impressive statistical performance of Tom Brady's career. The 44-year-old threw for 411 yards and 5 touchdowns in this win. Meanwhile, the Eagles rallied against the Panthers as Jalen Hurts rushed for 2 touchdowns in the second half to squeak out a 21-18 victory on the road. And you can watch that game tonight on Fox. Well, you've probably heard about this story. John Gruden is officially out of the league after resigning as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders on Monday night in the wake of an email scandal that revealed conversations he held that included years of racist, homophobic, and misogynistic language. Jeff Fisher, former head coach of both the Tennessee Titans and the Rams, was accused by Gruden of succumbing to pressure by the league's front office to draft Michael Sam, the first openly gay player to ever enter an NFL draft. On Tuesday, Fisher issued a reply to the allegation saying, "Michael Sam was the SEC co-defensive player of the year in 2013, and we selected him in the 2014 NFL draft based upon his defensive production and pass rushing skill set on the field," wrote Fisher on Twitter. "Any player's sexual orientation would never and should never play a part in the decision-making process. I continue to support Michael and his decision to come out as the first draft-eligible openly gay player in the league." Tonight, the Dodgers and the Giants will compete in Game 5 after a solid Game 4 performance. The Dodgers could opt to stick with the same lineup for Game 5. Manager Dave Roberts already confirmed that Gavin Lux, who reached base four times on Tuesday, will draw another start. The Giants have the left-handed Urias slated to start for the Dodgers. The Giants will again stack their lineup with right-handed bats to try to capitalize on the platoon advantage. The strategy didn't yield the expected result in Game 2, though, when Urias spun five innings of one-run ball to lead Los Angeles to a 9-2 win at Oracle Park. While they have several hitters who have historically crushed southpaws, the Giants have gone 11-11 against left-handed starters since the All-Star break. And I'll take a quick look at Formula One news in case anybody like me out there is interested. The team steward for the Ferrari Formula One team, Mattia Binotto, revealed that a new spec hybrid system was key to the strong Ferrari performance last week in Istanbul. "It has given us a small advantage," said Binotto. "I don't want to quantify it on lap time because it is track dependent. It's not only pure ICE power, it's energy recovery, so it's a bit complex. Yes, we intend to finish, or at least our objective is to finish third at the end of the season." And that wraps it up for your sports here on this noon hour. From me and Randy Van, thanks for listening. Let's get back to it.